Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, December the 20th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour. Last day of autumn, 2022. Can you believe that? Tomorrow's shortest day of the year, shortest daylight hours, first day of winter. 740-751-4038. Anything on anybody's mind this morning? We do have an email into the sheriff's department. Haven't heard anything back yet about the standoff over in LaRue this morning. Anybody have anything they'd like to add to that? By the way, if you're just tuning in, the story that we got this morning was: the Marion County Sheriff's Office is currently involved in a police activity in LaRue, Ohio. The area of North Section Street and Price Street are currently closed. Please avoid this area until further notice. Thank you. So that's going on over in LaRue, and Mary sent us that information, and we appreciate that. Does anybody have any information on what's going on over in LaRue? Have you heard anything? Has the Columbus media raced down here yet to tell us what's going on? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, do want to mention tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, our 9th annual Christmas special. So don't miss that, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, the 9th annual Christmas special right here on WGH Talk. Has anybody heard anything about snow in the forecast? Have you been watching the Columbus media? Are we going to have a white Christmas? I know we're going to have a cold Christmas. I've heard about that. But are we going to have a white Christmas? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038, 17 minutes past the hour. Anything exciting coming up for the big Christmas holiday? Remember, you can still send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just put your return address in the card and send it back to us, and we will get it on the air and get a card back to you. All right. Well, we did have a Family Feud question here before we went to break. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now, basketball was number one, but there are four other answers. Does anybody have the four other answers in this particular category? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was number one, but there are still four other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now think of all the years you've been wrapping Christmas gifts. What have been the most difficult gifts to wrap? And as I say, as I look at this list of five, they are all difficult to wrap. No doubt about that. Number one was basketball. That's definitely a difficult thing to wrap. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Yes.
How about a saw or some other kind of power tool, like maybe a drill with the bit enclosed, or
that would be difficult to wrap. It's not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Okay, that's a better guess than basketballs come in a box.
Now right? What? I don't get to hear the weather report because I have to mute it because of the Skype. What's the snow forecast look like this weekend?
We might see 1 to 3 inches, or we might see 1 to 3 feet, or we might see nothing. But we are going to see cold.
But what is the guess right now? 1 to 3 inches?
I'll go along with that. It's very windy, so it's depend upon ground clutter. I mean,
one to three inches ain't going to stop
people.
And
the low temperature keeps getting lower. Now we're marrying about zero. They were playing Monday Night Football last night, 15 degrees in Green Bay. I mean, that's not unusual for that area. But then it's going to warm up. It's going to be back in the 50s. We often see that, the January thaw. It just warms up right after New Year's Day. Because I think like half the time I go out on New Year's Eve, I'm wearing shorts because it's warm after being cold.
Now, when's this 1 to 3 inches, Thursday or Friday?
Kind of accumulating throughout the day or two around Christmas. I think it's going to be right before Christmas. So
a white Christmas. How about that?
That's kind of what I'm seeing, but it does modify. Plus, with the wind, you know, the direction of the wind can make a big difference.
Well, if it blows the other way, there you go.
And it's the wind will be the big issue. I mean, we're talking about temperatures close to zero Fahrenheit. And winds 30, 40 miles per hour.
Now, who's going to get?
I think we'll be glad that the fruitcake toss took place when it did. When the weather was okay, a little bit moist, but temperature wasn't bad. It was low 40s.
Yeah, it turned out okay. But I tell you, I keep hearing about this snowstorm, but it doesn't sound like much. 1 to 3 inches.
Yeah, I said basketball. That's a dumb answer, Scott. Basketballs come in a box. And it's you're wrapping up a box. It's like a cube because a basketball is a sphere. I can't see that as being number one. Let me make another sports answer, okay? Because this would be hard to wrap if it doesn't come in a box. A bat, a baseball bat, or a lacrosse stick. That would be hard because they're kind of a weird shape.
No baseball bat on the list.
Okay, well I certainly tried, but you know, put this in for good measure, Scott. A basketball is not a good answer. Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye bye. All right. Well, basketball was number one on the list, regardless, at this particular point. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball is number one. Still four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, Adam just was not having that basketball answer. But it is number one on the list, like it or not. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. You know, and I don't compile these lists. It's not like I came up with the idea. Basketball number one. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball number one. And four other answers still to go. Who's got the other four answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. Yesterday we were talking, was it with Judy? I think it was with Judy yesterday about the, I think she was having internet troubles yesterday morning. And I was hearing that there were some internet problems in the Marion area yesterday. So I don't know what... Hopefully they got them fixed. You know, people don't move very fast this time of year. For whatever reason. That's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Hockey stick.
Hockey stick. Let's see here. No hockey stick, but that's a good guess. No hockey stick on the list, but that certainly is a good guess. I think we got another call coming in here. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. No hockey stick on the list. Now, Mary is telling us her answer was not dumb of a basketball. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A jar. Something.
What's that?
A jar.
Oh, a jar. No jar on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No jar on the list, but that's not a bad guess at all. All right, I think we got a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
A sled?
A sled. No sled on the list, but that's a good guess. No sled on the list today, but that's not a bad guess either. Well, so far, Mary has had the only correct guess, which was a basketball at number one on the list. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Ice skates?
No ice skates. No ice skates on the list, but also not a bad guess. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was number one. Go ahead, caller.
A bicycle?
Bicycle is number five. I don't even know how you would wrap a bicycle. I think you just have to get that one in the box.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bicycle, number five on the list, to be sure. All right, I think we got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
This should be there, Scott, a article of food, not just to keep it cold or warm, like a fruitcake wrapped in saran wrap, but the shape might be a little weird. You know, grapes, for example. How do you wrap grapes? Turn into wine and wrap the wine bottle. That's a good answer.
You
any kind of food, though.
Yeah, no food on the list at all.
Six pack of beer, you know, the bottle caps are a little sharp.
You know, Mary took issue here with saying her answer was dumb.
Last time I bought a basketball, which maybe it was a long time ago, it came in a box.
Well, it's number one on the hit list today.
I don't understand this. I mean, don't you think like grapes? Wouldn't that be kind of hard to wrap?
Now, who wraps grapes?
Well, they're healthy. You know, I wouldn't mind getting I wouldn't mind getting food. You know, but even if it's something that comes in a box like a pizza, you want to keep it warm. You know, or keep it cold in the case of something that should be chilled.
But but why would you wrap? It might be under your tree for a week. You wouldn't wrap a pizza and put it under your tree for a week. That thing would be green.
You could put, like, you know, a little mini refrigerator, you know, for the items that need to be chilled.
Now, wait a second. Now, I just want to bring this up in the holiday spirit. Basketball was a dumb answer, but grapes is a good answer?
I think so.
Oh, man. We're going to have to put that up to the jury.
The sporting goods idea was, you know, the hockey stick. That's a good answer. That, like a baseball bat or a lacrosse stick.
Yeah, I think hockey stick.
Why? Because baseball bat's a weird shape. So how is that not there, but basketball is number one?
Well, I don't know, but I do think a basketball might be hard to wrap if it's outside the box or it didn't. Some basketballs don't come in a box.
So it doesn't have the sharp edges. I mean, a tool, I mean, how could you wrap? I mean, a saw might come in a box, but sometimes it doesn't. You know, wrapping a saw is kind of hard because it's got the teeth or any kind of a tool.
Well, how would you wrap a bicycle?
With a lot of wrapping paper.
Well, I bet that's a big one. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Go, Adam, go wrap your grapes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was number one, and bicycle was number five. All right, we still have three answers left. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Three answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We'll see. Now, we're getting feedback here that Adam's guesses are not very bright. Well, I don't know. Grapes? I've never heard of anybody wrapping grapes in my life. Ay, ay, ay. Now, isn't wrapping grapes the same thing as wrapping a basketball? Aren't they both round? Don't grapes come in a box, too? I mean, who sells loose grapes? Here you go. Merry Christmas. Here's your wrapped grapes. Now, I don't even... I don't even know what to say. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 29 minutes past the hour. Basketball's number one. Bicycle is number five. We've still got three answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Three answers to go here. Who's going to come up with those three big answers? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Get those grapes. Well, now I'm thinking, you know, for a last-minute Christmas gift, if I did not get enough gifts yesterday for people, once I sort through them, I can just trek on over to the Meijer and buy some grapes. Bring them home, wrap them, tape them up, put a bow on them, put a tag, send them on over to somebody. I have a feeling if you wrap grapes, what you would really get is grape juice for Christmas. Here's a little grape juice. Go ahead, caller.
This answer is silly enough. It might be there, Scott. How about... Because you have to have holes for it to breathe and try to find a way for the dog or the rabbit or the gerbil or the snake not to make any noise.
You know, a pet is number four on the list. A lot of people get...
I mean, that is silly enough to be there. Because, you know, how do you wrap like a puppy? Because you have to put holes for it to breathe. You'll hear it making noise.
Well, I think that's why it's difficult to wrap. But here's where I think you're missing the point. The category is a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now, nobody gives grapes or...
I would love to get grapes for a gift. They're healthy and they're delicious.
Okay, but if I wrap grapes, you're not getting grapes. You're getting grape juice. You're getting smashed
Well, you
grapes.
Wrap it carefully, just like you wrap a puppy, because you don't want to suffocate and you want to have air holes for the puppy to breathe. That's hard to wrap, just like wrapping grapes. Plus, it comes on a vine with, you know, kind of like almost like a little tree, so...
Haven't you ever seen where kids grab the present and they feel it and they go, ooh, what's in there? Once they do that with the grapes are just grape juice.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind grapes for a present. I love grapes.
Well, I think you'd have to put that in a box.
Could you imagine, like, wrapping a snake as a gift? I mean, it would be hissing in the box. That would be very hard, I agree. It's just kind of a silly answer, but it's silly enough to be there, and goodness sakes.
Now, who would you give a snake to for Christmas? That's not a good gift.
Snakes are excellent pets.
Are they?
I mean, yeah, I mean, a corn snake or garter snake, not a mean snake. They're great pets. They don't eat very much. They don't smell. They're cute, you know. They're very smart.
Now, what
a little
you,
exotic.
But you can't walk you know? A snake. What do you do with a snake?
You keep it in its aquarium and watch it and, you know, talk to it. You know, feed it a mouse or whatever it decides to dine on.
I don't know. That doesn't sound all that exciting
to me. A lot of people, I don't personally, but a lot of people keep snakes.
Hey, then at Christmas you can wrap some grapes and give it to it for Christmas.
I mean, if you gave someone fish for a present, you'd have to have it in an aquarium, so it would be kind of heavy, and you wouldn't want to tip it over so it spills, so that would also be very difficult.
Only the mafia gives fish for Christmas.
I wouldn't mind, you know, the kind of fish you can eat, but nobody said food, so that's not going to be there.
No food. Nope. But
okay,
pet
well,
is
I'm
on
glad
the
list. I gave a goofy answer, but I'm glad it was there. So
it was there. All right. Number one is basketball. Number four is a pet. Number five is a bike. Still two answers left. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Go ahead, caller.
What about a bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine. No bottle of wine on the list. Now, what do you think of Adam's critique of basketball?
I think Adam needs to find a...
No, wait. Bleep. Adam needs to what?
Find a life.
Well, that might be easier said than... How do you wrap that?
I don't know. Wrap him up in cellophane.
Would you wrap up grapes for Christmas?
No, but that's why I thought of wine.
Wine is difficult too because that's a breakable, and the person getting it might not know it's breakable.
Yeah, it's drinkable too.
It is drinkable. That's right. Even if it hits the floor, you just lick
that's
the
right.
floor. You're good.
No 5-second rule on that.
No, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here. Well, Adam needs a life for Christmas. How can you wrap a life?
Go ahead, caller.
A train.
A what's that?
A train.
A train. No train on the list, but that's a good guess.
Train certainly is a good Christmas item. Oh, Lord. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was one. Pet was four. Bike was five. 2 and 3 still on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 2 answers left to go. Let's see. Yeah, Mary just sent us a message. She likes the answer of wine. You know, I like wine. I was thinking about serving some kind of a drink this Christmas Eve. But I want it to be a low, you know, because people drive. And you don't want to get them all liquored up. Go ahead, caller.
Train gave me an idea, Scott. This
all right.
In honor of your twice guest who just celebrated his 99th birthday, Bob Barker.
Yes.
Nobody could say this like the late, great Johnny Olson, so I'm going to try. A new car! That would be hard to wrap, wouldn't it?
That would be hard
anybody,
to wrap.
I mean, I cannot imitate the way that Johnny Olson said it, and I hope he's not in heaven, you know, getting aggravated, because nobody said that like he did, but I wouldn't mind a new car for Christmas, and how would you wrap that? It's kind of big.
Well, now that, okay, you did Johnny Olson, but can you do Rod Roddy?
Not really. It was Johnny Olson. I mean, Johnny Olson, to me, was more my style because he was so animated. I think he was from West Virginia, too. He's kind of local.
What happened to him?
He passed away. I was working in radio in northern New York, and I heard about it, and I didn't know he was ill. I was really sad because I loved him. I loved his unmatched game. I mean, he was just the most awesome announcer.
Did you burst out in tears on the air like Walter Cronkite did when JFK died?
Almost. I mean, I did a tribute. I almost cried, but it was sad because I just love the way he would just announce nobody said a new car. No one will ever say a new car like he did. Plus, he was on Match Game. He would sometimes fill in as a panelist. But you know, Bob Barker just had a birthday, number 99, and you had him on twice.
Did somebody wrap you up some grapes and send them over to cheer you up?
Not yet, but I wouldn't mind. I love grapes, and they're healthy. They're kind of expensive this time of the year.
Well, I tell you, I'm still puzzled on that one.
You know, and the Price is Right, when they or Let's Make a Deal, you know, Monty Hall also. You had him on. He passed away.
I did have Monty Hall on.
They put, like, a big ribbon on top of the car, but you can't really put it in wrapping paper. But if somebody said bike, I mean, somebody could say car.
Well, I don't know that you would try to wrap a car.
Okay, well, I would try, but, you know, when somebody said, did that person mean like a toy train, a model train, or a real train that you would put on a track?
Now, what do you think?
I don't know. I just heard train. I thought transportation. Bike was already there.
You think she meant...
That was kind of a goofy answer, so why not car?
You think she meant like wrapping an Amtrak?
I don't know. It depends. Or it could be like, you know, maybe a bridal, the train for a bridal dress.
None of which are on the list, so we're okay.
Yeah, I don't, or maybe, you know, well, this would be an even really creative answer for train. You know, train is an HVAC brand, and it's going to get cold, so maybe a new train furnace. Now, that to me is a practical answer. A new furnace from train.
Was there a lot of asbestos in that studio you worked in, that old radio studio?
Well, there could have been.
The vents were stuck with asbestos.
But that's creative, Scott. Train, because, you know, it's going to be cold. So a new furnace.
A new furnace.
That's a cool answer, but well, I'm sure it's not there.
That's a good gift. It's not there, but keep guessing.
Okay, see you later.
All right. Well, we appreciate the interplay here this morning. I hope we're keeping you entertained wherever you are this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
A piece of furniture.
No piece of furniture. Now, just to clarify,
You didn't mean
and
an Amtrak.
I meant a toy train.
Yeah, not an Amtrak. We weren't going to go out and wrap an Amtrak. Oh, what do you think about wrapping grapes for Christmas?
Somebody's going to have to get him some grapes. Maybe he's had too many fermented grapes.
I think he got up this morning and he tipped the bottle a little bit or something. Something's going on. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here today. And Adam may, well, you know, there was a discussion one point on what Adam does recreationally. I don't know. This morning seems a little off to me. But it's the holidays, so we're having a good time. Holy mackerel. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball is number one. A pet was number four. A bicycle was number five. Still have two answers left to go. The number two and three answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You gave me an idea, Scott. You were talking about tipping the bottle and drinking, and who do I think about who's with the station, right?
Oh, yes.
This person is known for wearing colorful glasses. Remember the colorful glasses
blue.
You had on last Thursday?
Blue.
So I'll say, you know, I'm talking glasses or sunglasses. That's a practical answer.
No glasses on the list.
But that's in honor of Glenn.
Sounds good.
I think he wins the prize for the best eyewear at the station, don't you?
They are colorful. I don't know if they're the best, but they are colorful.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give a practical answer.
All
See
right.
you later.
All right, no glasses on the list. Spectacles. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, bicycle. Those are the answers we got. Still two left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Two in the middle here. Number two and number three. Number one was basketball. Number four was a pet. Number five was a bicycle. Two and three still remain on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Skateboard.
No skateboard, but that's a good guess. No skateboard on the list, but definitely not a bad guess. All right, let's see what we have coming here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a car or a truck?
And
to clarify for Adam, a real car or a real truck.
You've never went out and tried to wrap an Amtrak?
No.
Just went out there on the train lines and said, hey, when an Amtrak comes through, we're going to wrap this sucker up.
That's right. Slow it down.
No car or truck on the list.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're having a good time this morning. Boy, I wish I had some loaded eggnog here this morning. We'd be having a heck of a time. Go ahead, caller.
A bowling ball?
Not a bowling ball, but that's a good guess. No bowling ball on the list, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. Well, still two left to go here. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball was one. We got that one right off the bat this morning. A pet was number four. A bike was number five. Still two answers left. Number two and three, a gift that's difficult to wrap. Go ahead, caller.
A hippopotamus?
Oh, geez. Are you into the same stuff Adam's into this morning?
Okay, now here's my cerebral answer.
Wait a second. Are you enjoying the entertainment value of this program this morning?
I enjoy it every morning.
Well, that's you're darn right. That's why I'm here. Entertainment.
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
Exactly.
What's okay, a TV?
Well, that's a good guess. No TV, but a good guess.
Okay.
No TV, but not a bad guess at all. You don't get entertainment like this on the Gordon Deal Show, I'll tell you that, for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
How about a guitar?
No guitar, but that's well, oh, you know, drums are a popular gift this year. I've noticed that. Everywhere I go, they're selling drums.
Oh, man.
It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Yeah, drums are something you buy your grandkids because you don't have to listen to them.
Okay, send them home.
Yeah.
Send them home. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Nobody wants those drums in the house all day long. Boom, 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 boom. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. One is basketball. Four is a pet. Five is a bike. We got two and three here. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Still two left to go. Well, we really have to go into our brains here to Christmas past. What has been difficult to wrap? Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
A piano?
No piano on the list, but that would be difficult.
Okay.
No piano on the list. But I definitely there would be trouble wrapping a piano. Pianos are so big and heavy and awkward. You know, I have a piano, and anytime you got to move that thing, oh my God. I can't even imagine trying to wrap that thing. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball number one, pet number four, bike number five. Still two left to go. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Who's got those remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. Also, if you have any information on the streets being closed by the Sheriff's Department over in LaRue, give us a call here. We'd love to know what what's going on with that particular story. And we'll have an update tomorrow if we don't have one today. We have the Christmas special on tonight. Tune it in. It'll be live, the 9th annual WGH Christmas special, 7 to 9 p.m. Don't miss that. 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, and bicycle. Two left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
A baseball or a baseball bat?
No baseball or baseball bat. Good guess.
Okay.
No baseball or baseball bat on this particular list. 47 minutes past the hour. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, and bike are what we have. There are still two answers left to go. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. Two answers. Standing proud here this morning. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Who knows these two answers? Or at least one of the two. We're down to 12 minutes. 48 minutes past the hour here. We've been on this, I think, about an hour now. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this is a wild one. A chainsaw.
Chainsaw. No chainsaw on the list, but it's not, you know, on this morning, it's certainly not the worst one that we've heard, so it works fine.
Okay, bye-bye.
No chainsaw on the list here this morning. You really have to like the person to give him a chainsaw. That's a heavy-duty gift. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. basketball, pet, and bicycle. On the list. Still two left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the remaining two answers? We're about at the 11-minute mark here, 49 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned you in. Has anybody said furniture?
No, and it's not on the list. Now, listen, you're just tuning in. I got to tell you this. Adam called in earlier on and guessed grapes.
Rakes?
Grapes.
Oh, grapes.
Grapes.
What kind of guess is that?
I mean, have you ever heard such a stupid thing in your life? I mean, do you have your grapes wrapped this year for Christmas?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, wrap those Christmas grapes. Don't forget.
Yeah, I got to get and some bananas and...
Yeah, for a little fruit cocktail in there.
All right, no furniture. I'm surprised.
No furniture. I know. Well, yeah, go ahead.
What about a vehicle?
No car. Nope. No car.
Okay. All right. We'll let somebody else guess.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Basketball, pet, and bicycle. We've got basketball, pet, and bicycle. Boy, I'll tell you, Ryan tuning in late. Boy, he's missed the fun on this one. We've had answers galore this morning that would blow your mind. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap, and we're under 10 minutes now. Are we going to get the final two? Basketball number one, pet number four, bike number five. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. You got to go back to when you were wrapping gifts for your kids, or you were sending notes to Santa Claus, or whatever you were doing back in those days. Wrapping for coworkers. Remember when the Harding Boosters used to wrap your gifts in the mall? You could give them like a quarter and they'd wrap all your gifts. Now, some people, I'm sure, gave bigger tips than that, but that was nice. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. You know, that'd be a good service to run this time of year, gift wrapping. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say a plant?
No, no plants on the list.
Well, that's a good answer. How do you wrap a plant?
Why would you wrap a plant?
Well, you know, in the states where it's legal, it could be a marijuana.
Oh, plant. Here we go.
And, you know, everybody would be sitting around the tree, kind of like feeling good.
Is that what you were doing this morning, wrapping your plant?
Cactus is kind of prickly.
Listen,
so that would be hard to wrap.
Before the show this morning, Adam, were you wrapping your plant?
I would say I wasn't, but maybe some people were. Well, that's a good answer.
Oh, there you go. No plant.
I have another answer. This is a really dumb one, but... I would say cash. The reason why is that it's so small, you want people not to realize that it's just cash.
No cash on the list, but that's not
maybe
a bad...
Maybe Mary Ellen can provide advice next time she's on about how to wrap cash.
We'll put that up to her.
Okay, okay, see you later.
No cash on the list. All right. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Grapes and plants. You can't wrap a plant. It would die. Let's see here. Wrap your poinsettia, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, a hard one I had time wrapping was a Barbie townhouse or a dollhouse.
Dollhouses are hard. Yeah, that's hard to wrap. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No dollhouses on the list here this morning. All right, let's go back to the phones.
Go ahead, caller.
A sled?
No sled on the list.
A poinsettia?
What in the heck is that?
Is a poinsettia on there?
Are you saying, I don't know what a poinsettia is. A poinsettia?
A pawn set.
That's when you want to be hoity-toity, that's how you say it. You say pawn set.
Was it on there?
No, it's not. You're as bad as Adam wrapping a plant. You can't wrap a plant.
Well, tell that to the boys in the hood.
There you go. See ya. Bye-bye.
No plant on the list here this morning. Ponset. Ponset, poinsettia, poinsettia.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, you said it's hard to wrap a plant. It would die. I agree, but you have to wrap a living animal, a pet, and that was there. So.
Well, but you don't wrap the... Yeah, but you poke holes. You can't...
Well, same thing for a plant.
No, plants need water and sunlight.
Well, not a cactus. They can go that water for a few days.
Well, you didn't say a cactus. You said a plant.
Well, a cactus. I said a cactus is kind of prickly. I got an answer, though, Scott.
Okay.
It's sort of rated PG, but it's a good answer, though. A gun or a rifle.
A gun. That's just what you want under your tree for Chris. A gun?
Well, it's a safety issue, and yeah, they're kind of a hard shape. So that's a good, I mean... It's a good answer, though.
So when you shake your Christmas, present, you blow your head off.
Well, it wouldn't be loaded. I mean,
jeez,
it wouldn't be loaded.
I'd rather have the dead plant.
Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, if someone's a hunter, I mean, that's not a bad answer. A new rifle.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you wrap those kind of gifts.
I mean, not loaded, obviously. But, you know, a lot of people around here, they hunt, and that would be a good gift.
No guns on the list.
Okay, see you later.
No guns. My word. All right, name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, and bicycle. That's what we got. 5 minutes left to go here. Still two answers on the big board. Boy, we've had fun with this one, haven't we? Two more to go. Who's going to get them? My goodness. We're running out of time here. Don't forget tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, the big Christmas special, the 9th annual. You don't want to miss that. 7 to 9 tonight. Write it down so you don't forget. Tune it in. 7 to 9. All right. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. A basketball, a pet, and a bicycle. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Mary just said Adam would be hard to wrap. I wouldn't even attempt that. Well, you might be able to put the tape over his mouth and then start from there, I guess. Aye, aye, aye. You can't wrap a plant. Plants need light and water and things of that nature. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, and bicycle. Still two answers left. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Two left to go. Well, we've got 3 minutes. Two answers in 3 minutes. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, pet, or bicycle. Two answers left to go. Well, 2 minutes left to go here. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Is anybody going to get the last two here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any final guesses here this morning? 2 minutes left to go. Don't forget, 7 to 9 tonight, Christmas special. Go ahead, caller.
A bow and arrow?
Not a bow and arrow, but that's a good guess.
Bow and arrow, not a bad guess. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. A basketball, a pet, and a bicycle. 1 minute left to go and two answers. Well, we might have to finish this on another day. We appreciate the interest here this morning. When we find out what's going on in LaRue, we'll get that on the news report for everybody. Don't forget 7 to 9 tonight, the big Christmas special. Should be a lot of fun. The 9th annual WGH Christmas special. 740-751-4038. Write that down, 7 to 9 tonight. You're not going to want to miss that. For love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
Would football be different than a basketball?
Yes, it would. Football's number two. You got it.
All right, thanks,
Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Spears headed for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Sam Donaldson reading, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
But after that question comes from the editorial in the Sun in New York in 1897, this little girl, Virginia O'Hanlon, had asked her father, "So really a Santa Claus?" And he was a coroner in New York, and he said, "Well, write to the Sun newspaper, maybe they can tell you." And she did. And a guy named Francis Church, who was one of the editors, had been a war correspondent in the Civil War, wrote a beautiful piece explaining to Virginia that there is a Santa Claus. And in that piece, if we have time to read it, and maybe others will read it too,